Of all the counties surrounding Philadelphia, Chester County has a really deep history of small bucolic farms. It makes you think of rolling landscapes, pastures with cows or horses, verdant fields. But when I visited Heather and Norm Fetter, we went down into their basement to see the crops.
So these are our bags of oyster mushrooms. These are just about ready to go into fruiting conditions. It takes about 2 weeks.
That's Norm Fetter of Woodland Jewel Mushrooms, a farm he founded 2 years ago in Spring City with his wife, Heather.
It's definitely a very different type of growing. We do tell people that we're farmers, but when I think of that, I think of bucolic landscapes and earthworms and dirt. A lot of mycology science is very sterile and very exacting, and there is a lot of laboratory-type work that goes along with it.
We're standing in one of their basement grow rooms. It looks like a crowded boxing gym with about a dozen long cylindrical bags hanging from the ceiling. Only these bags are sprouting frilly, pale gray oyster mushrooms.
Sometimes you walk into here and it feels like a rainforest and very soupy and thick. The smell is definitely a dusty type of smell. Part of what you smell in the air are the spores. Once these are fully fruited, they go into that next level of reproductive cycle where they release the spores.
And that's when we want to harvest them, is right before that spore release. That's when they're the largest, they're the most potent, the best flavor, the best color.
It's a really tasty mushroom. We use them a lot in raviolis and pastas. They make a wonderful accompaniment for roasted meats. We'll do a vegetarian presentation where we roast a giant mushroom steak. They're really pretty excellent. My name's Andrew Wood. I'm the chef and owner of the restaurant Russet.
The warm, humid setting of the grow rooms makes the oyster mushrooms happy, but raises a challenge for the farmer.
We're creating the optimal environment for this fungus to grow, but it's also the optimal environment for every other fungus and every other type of mold to grow.
Yeah, it's really tough.
Karen Snetzelar is a mycologist, a biologist specializing in fungi at St. Joseph's University.
It does have to stay very clean, and that actually creates an environment that's very susceptible to invasion by other microbes.
It becomes a numbers and a ratio game, making sure that the one you're trying to grow is the one that wins.
Yeah.
Besides its history of small family farms, Chester County is also a major player in the mushroom industry in this country. With Woodland Jewel Mushrooms, Norm and Heather Fetter feel they've melded both traditions together, even though they arrived here in a less traditional way.
It was a hobby for about 5 years while we were living in the city. So yeah, it's been countless hours of reading, researching, note-taking, video watching. We had to figure out all these things. We had to figure out, you know, how do we build a grow room from scratch?
Like any startup, small farms are a risky business. Norm and Heather have an advantage over other farmers, since there's no annual harvest season.
If we have failures, and we do have failures, the turnaround time is a lot quicker. You know, we get our brand new crop in there the next week. It incubates, it fruits. Hopefully, that time we recover.
On the other hand, the pace can sometimes be daunting for this two-person operation.
With these mushrooms, harvest time is every day, multiple times a day. They're very needy. Mm-hmm. Like, we have two beautiful children, but we also have hundreds of beautiful mushroom children in the basement, and they need enough fresh air, they need enough moisture, and they need to be harvested. The last harvest can sometimes be midnight or after midnight, and then wake up at 6 and do it again.
The result of all this TLC is a food whose freshness is hard to match on a mass scale. Chef Andrew Wood.
They pick them in the morning or the night before, like 4 in the morning. And then they come to me by about 12:30 in the afternoon, and then by 5 o'clock they're on the menu.
Like many small farmers, Norm and Heather have a strong commitment to the environment and sustainability. They feel their crop is the ultimate in sustainable farming.
We grow on wheat straw and rye grain. It's a way to take certain products that are left from other types of farming or growing and bring them into producing another food product out of it.
Fungi are the ultimate recyclers in nature.
Yeah, it's true. They're the decomposers of the world.
Biologist Karen Snetzelar.
All the plants and animals that live, the forest, all the leaves that fall down from the trees, the fungi are very important in breaking these things down. And so then they release those nutrients so they can be taken up and used again by plants and animals to build new life.
For The Pulse, I'm Kimberly Haas.